Good afternoon, everyone. Well, quite an interesting start to the trading week for our market. I mean, we were up as much as 1% in the first 60 minutes of the day. This was following a strong lead coming through from Wall Street, which was up in the order of 2% or so on Friday night. But that quickly changed when we had a number of updates on China's economy, which really underwhelmed and basically just highlighted that these recent lockdowns and restrictions they've experienced has really had quite a negative impact on holding back their economy, significantly worse than what most economists globally were expecting. So what we basically saw was retail spending in April compared to a year earlier, down 11%. Now, the market was expecting a 6.5% drop. We also had factories much less active than they were expected as well. In fact, the first decline in activity in 2 years, and property investment was down as well. Unemployment also jumped up. So it was no surprise that once these figures came out, the market started to fade. Added to this as well was the fact that China share market opened softer ahead of these figures. US futures were also down as well, and commodities were mostly lower in the afternoon. So mining stocks like BHP, Rio and Fortescue fell by between 1 and 2% on average. Even the energy stocks, we had a few improvers here and there. They certainly fell back from the highs that we hit earlier in the session. And that was again because of concerns that the situation in China could reduce demand for some commodities. Having said all this, there are signs that lockdowns, you know, might be closer to easing, perhaps in the late part of the week, potentially in China, and could also be the type of data that sees officials there perhaps providing more support to try and stimulate the Chinese economy. But elsewhere today, we had Macquarie Group under pressure, down about 2% or $3.45. But that was really because it went ex-dividend today. It's paying out a $3.50 dividend to investors in the early part of July. On the smaller end of town, the big loser was a company called Step One, which sells underwear online. It fell 56%. Now, this is after delivering a trading update where it basically said it expects profits to be about 40 to 50% lower as far as growth is concerned over the year. It said that things aren't going as well as it would like in the US, in the UK, for its women's range as well. It flagged higher cost, spending a lot of its money as well on advertising too. But certainly one of the worst performers today. Inconsequential when it comes to the impact on the market though, because it is quite small in the grand scheme of things. But elsewhere, 8 of 11 sectors managed to lift today. The best performer was pallet maker Brambles, which rose by around 11%. Now, this is because of news that a European outfit, a private equity firm rather, is interested in buying the group. Now, Brambles responded to media speculation this morning, saying that it's had some preliminary talks, at least, with a group called CVC Capital Partners, but no formal proposal has been put on the table. But that news seemed to be enough to push its shares significantly higher. Now, I said that Macquarie fell back, but all the other banks managed to lift today, which certainly helped to keep the market positive. And also tech stocks, by far the worst performers this year, down 30% in 2022, managed to lift quite strongly today by about 2%. So stocks like Xero rose 4.5%. But again, you know, this is a stock that slumped last week on some results, and it's down about 40% actually since the start of this year. Energy stocks, you know, generally underwhelmed, but we did see Cooper Energy standing out. It rose by about 5.5%. And Cooper Energy is a company that, amongst other things, supplies gas to companies like AGL, Alinta and Energy Australia. And essentially today, in an update, it became more optimistic about profits this year, which are partly attributed to higher energy prices, broadly speaking. Elsewhere tonight, we do have an update on manufacturing in the US, which is unlikely to have a huge impact on our market. And looking ahead to tomorrow, we do have an update on the latest minutes, actually, from the Reserve Bank's meeting that it held earlier this month. Now, the reason why that will receive at least some attention is because this is the meeting when the RBA raised interest rates for the first time in 11.5 years. Having said that, since that meeting, the RBA governor has had an opportunity to deliver a talk, so there might not be anything really surprising there. This week, there'll be probably two things that I think could be most important locally, though. There'll be an update on wages growth this Wednesday and jobs growth on Thursday. Now, both of those will receive attention because they could have an impact on how aggressively, potentially at least, rates are increased in the coming months. The Aussie dollar finally at 68.8 US cents.